Well, good morning. It is September 30th, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to pick up in 1 Kings chapter 2. Then we're going to read Galatians chapter 6, finish up that book today, Ezekiel chapter 33, and then Psalm 81 and 82. So let's get into the Word today. 1 Kings chapter 2. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should soon die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments, and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, thou knowest also what Joab the son of Zeruiah did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the host of Israel, and Abner the son of Ner, and unto Amasa the son of Jether, whom he slew, and shed the blood of war and peace, and put the blood of war upon the girdle that was upon his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not his hoarhead go down to the grave in peace, but show kindness unto the sons of Barzillai the Gileadite, and let them be of those that eat at the table. For so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom thy brother. And behold, thou hast with thee Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite of Bahurim, which cursed me with a grievous curse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. And he went down to meet me at Jordan, and I sware to him by the Lord, saying, I will put thee to death with the sword. Now therefore hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do unto him. But his hoarhead bring thou down to the grave with blood. And so David slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David. And the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 30, and 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And then sat Solomon upon the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. And Adonijah, the son of Haggith, came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, and she said, Comest thou peaceably? And he said, Peaceably. And he said, Moreover, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And she said, Say on. And he said, Thou knowest that the kingdom was mine, and that all Israel set their faces on me, that I should reign. Howbeit the kingdom is turned about, and is become my brother's, for it was his from the Lord. And now I ask one petition of thee, deny me not. And she said unto him, Say on. And he said, Speak, I pray thee, unto Solomon the king, for he will not say thee nay, that he give me Abishag the Shunammite to wife. And Bathsheba said, Well, I speak for thee unto the king. Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon to speak unto him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her, and bowed himself unto her, and sat down on his throne, and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother, and she sat on his right hand. And she said, I desire one small petition of thee, I pray thee. Say me not nay. And the king said unto her, Ask on, my mother, for I will not say thee nay. And she said, Let Abishag the Shunammite be given to Adonijah thy brother to wife. And King Solomon answered and said unto his mother, And why dost thou ask Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also, for he is mine, he is mine elder brother, even for him, and for Abathar the priest, and for Joab the son of Zeruiah. Then King Solomon sware by the Lord, saying, God do so to me, and more also, if Adonijah have not spoken this word against his own life. Now therefore, as the Lord liveth, which hath established me and set me on the throne of David my father, and who hath made me an house, as he promised, Adonijah shall be put to death this day. And King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and he fell upon him that he died. And unto Abathar the priest said the king, Get thee to Anathoth, unto thine own fields, for thou art worthy of death. But I will not at this time put thee to death, because thou bearest the ark of the Lord God before David my father, and because thou hast been afflicted in all wherein my father was afflicted. And so Solomon thrust out Abiathar from being priest unto the Lord, that he might fulfill the word of the Lord which he spake concerning the house of Eli in Shiloh. And then tidings came to Joab, for Joab had turned after Adonijah, though he turned not after Absalom. And Joab fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord, and caught hold of the horns of the altar. And it was told King Solomon and Joab that Joab was fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord, and behold, he is by the altar. And then Solomon sent Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, saying, Go, fall upon it. And Benaniah came to the tabernacle of the Lord, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, or thus saith the king, Come forth. And he said, Nay, but I will die here. And Benaniah brought the king word again, saying, Thus said Joab, and thus he answered me. And the king said unto him, Do as he hath said, and fall upon him, and bury him, that thou mayest take away the innocent blood which Joab shed from me and from the house of my father. And the Lord shall return his blood upon his own head, who fell upon two men more righteous and better than he. And he slew them with the sword, my father David not knowing thereof, to wit, Abner, the son of Ner, captain of the host of Israel, and Amasa, the son of Jether, captain of the host of Judah. Their blood shall therefore return upon the head of Joab, and upon the head of his seed forever. But upon David, and upon his seed, and upon his house, and upon his throne, shall there be peace forever from the Lord. And so Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, went up and fell upon him and slew him. And he was buried in his own house in the wilderness. And the king put Benaniah the son of Jehoiada in his room over the host, and Zadok the priest did the king put in the room of Abiathar. And the king sent and called Shimei, and said unto him, Build thee a house in Jerusalem, and dwell there, and go not forth thence any whither. For it shall be that on that day that thou goest out and passest over the brook Kidron, that thou shalt know for certain that thou shalt surely die, thy blood shall be upon thine own head. And Shimei said unto the king, The saying is good, as my lord the king hath said, and so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. And it came to pass at the end of the 3 years that two of the servants of Shimei ran away unto Achish, son of Maacah, king of Gath. And they told Shimei, saying, Behold, thy servant be in Gath. And Shimei arose and saddled his ass and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants. And Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. And it was told Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and was come again. And the king sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, Did I not make thee to swear by the Lord and protested unto thee, saying, Know for certain on this day that thou goest out and walkest thou abroad any whither, that thou shouldest surely die. And thou saidest unto me, The word that I have heard is good. Why then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord and the commandment that I have charged thee with? And the king said moreover to Shimei, Thou knowest all the wickedness which thine heart was privy to, that thou didst to David my father, and therefore the Lord shall return thy wickedness upon thy own head. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. And so the king commanded Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell upon him, and he died. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. That was 1 Kings chapter 2. Move on over to our final chapter in Galatians chapter 5. Or excuse me, Galatians chapter 6 today. Galatians chapter 6. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. And let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith. You see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand, and many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to the rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Well, that was the second reading of Galatians. We start Ephesians again tomorrow. Let's move on over to our next reading in Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel 33. Ezekiel 33. And again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts, and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet, and warn the people, and then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come, and take him away, his blood shall be upon his head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come, and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. And so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel, and therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth, and warn them from me. And when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from their way, that wicked man shall die in the iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his ways, to turn from it, if he do not turn from his ways, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. And therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, If our transgression or our sin be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? And say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? And therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, The righteousness of the people of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness, neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. And when I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trust into his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. And again, then I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right. And if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of his life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. And he that hath done that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. And yet the children of thy people say, The way of the Lord is not equal. But as for them, their way is not equal. And when the righteous turn from the righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. And yet ye say, The way of the Lord is not equal. O ye house of Israel, I will judge you, every one after his own ways. And it came to pass, in the 12th year of the captivity, in the 10th month, in the 5th day of the month, that one that had escaped out of Jerusalem came unto me, saying, The city is smitten. And now the hand of the Lord was upon me in the evening, afore he that was escaped came and had opened my mouth, until he came to me in the morning, and my mouth was opened, and I was no more dumb. And then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, they that inhabit those wastes of the land of Israel speak, saying, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land, but we are many, and the land is given us for inheritance. And wherefore say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Ye eat with the blood, and lift up your eyes towards the idols, and shed blood, and shall ye possess the land? Ye stand upon your sword, ye work abomination, and ye defile every one his neighbor's wife, and shall ye possess the land? And say thou thus unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, As I live, surely they that are in the waste shall fall by the sword, and him that is in the open field will I give to the beasts to be devoured, and they that be in the forts and in the caves shall die in the pestilence. For I will lay the land most desolate, and the pomp of her strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate, that none shall pass through. And then shall they know that I am the Lord, when I have laid the land most desolate because of their abominations which they have committed. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, Come, I pray thee, and hear what it is the word that cometh from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit therefore before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on the instrument, for they hear thy words, but they do not them. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. That was Ezekiel 33. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Psalm 81 and Psalm 82. Psalm 81 and Psalm 82. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto God, O our strength. Make our joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet and the new moon in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. And thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shall thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. And so I gave them up unto their own hearts' lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. Psalm 82, a psalm of Asaph. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All of the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of ye are children of the Most High, but ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Well, amen. That was our reading today for the last day of September, September 30th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. I appreciate it. Sorry about the little technical difficulties. I'm doing this through my phone this morning, and so that's why. And then also, I don't know what I did with my glasses. So, sorry if I was kind of squinty and kind of focused. But that said, let's make sure to, again, leave a comment or a reaction to the video. And I'll make sure to mark that down. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you've given to us. Lord, help us to live today for you. Lord, help us not to live in our sin. Help us to honor you, Lord, in our thoughts, our actions, our attitudes. Help us to trust you, Lord, with all things. Lord, we read in your word how these amazing men and women of Scripture, God, just relied upon you through struggles and heartbreak and through sins and despair and all of these kind of things. But Lord, I just pray, God, that you would just help us today to trust you, Lord, that we would put you first, that we would apply your word to our lives, and that we would live for you, Lord. I pray that starting with myself today. And Lord, I just pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters. Give us a good day in you, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.